AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. A federal judge has temporarily blocked the Trump administration from deploying National Guard troops to Portland, Oregon. Here's Oregon Attorney General Dan Rayfield.
Mobilizing the United States military in our cities is not normal. It should not be normal, and we will fight to make sure that it is never normal.
The state is fighting to keep federalized forces from being sent to address protests outside of an immigration processing facility. And in France, new Prime Minister Sébastien Lecornu has resigned a day after naming his government, and after only 2 weeks in office. His choice of ministers had been criticized across the political spectrum. And Israel and Hamas are preparing for indirect negotiations in Egypt today. President Trump has pressured both to end the fighting. He's ordered Israel to stop bombing Gaza, but hospitals and residents say the strikes continue. Meanwhile, hundreds of thousands marched across Europe yesterday in support of Palestinians. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
In Amsterdam, crowds flooded the streets as they did in Istanbul, which held the largest of multiple demonstrations in Turkey, while in Spain, protests also highlighted the plight of Palestinians in Gaza. In Paris and Manchester, England, people gathered to call for the release of Israeli hostages held by Hamas. Thomas Van Gool is with PAX, which organized this Amsterdam protest.
There are a lot of things that the Dutch government could do. One of the things is to stop supplying weapons to Israel. It's stop buying weapons from Israel. We are also the biggest trading partner of Israel.
The protests across Europe mark the second anniversary of Hamas's October 7th, 2023 attack on Israel that triggered the war. I'm Julie Walker.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports on the art of pumpkin growing.
Go to any state or county fair and you will see them. Pumpkins the size of a small car. In Wappingers Falls, New York, Tony Scott's pumpkin is a whopper.
It's measuring about 1,900 pounds, but this shape of this pumpkin is a little bit too hard to measure to get an accurate weight.
Plant scientist Alika Borsuk says they don't have as much competition in the pumpkin patch.
They take off all the other growing pumpkins, so each plant only has one pumpkin that it's funneling all of its sugar water and resources into.
Scott's pumpkin took third place this year, but growing them isn't easy.
When you're growing that fast, anything can happen with this thing. It could crack.
The keys to pumpkin success: water, nutrients, and care. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.